the moment he was captured, set off an electric reaction around Abidjan itself. And you can imagine, this is a city which has seen 4 months of complete misery, getting worse and worse over a period of time. And this guy who has taken on a kind of mythical status with his defiance of the rest of the world and the majority of his own country, is dragged in his vest to the hotel of the guy who will now succeed him. I mean, we got right up to the door and into his hotel room today. I think that was a little bit of an accident and shows you that the security there isn't all that it should be. But the UN chief who was there came out to talk to us afterwards and said that there were two messages from this. One is that they're going to look after his dignity and that they're going to look after his own personal safety. I think he's going to be very well treated, but I would imagine that he's going to spend the rest of his life in jail once all is said and done.